Hello and welcome to Purple Comedy. It's me, John Burns, welcoming you to yet another edition of our comedy podcast. Later in the show, we'll be visiting the North's top comedy venue, Snafu in Aberdeen, and talking to its inventor, I guess, Gus Tours, about his experiences there. And we'll also be listening to a bit of Gus's set. He's a very funny guy, Gus. He glories in the title, The Gag Machine from Aberdeen. So I think that gives you an idea what you're in for. And we'll also be travelling to Ireland, where we'll be listening to the very funny Colm McGlinchey. I do hope I've pronounced his name right there. It's tricky for me. It's my teeth, you know. I've had a very busy week this week preparing for my Edinburgh Fringe show, which is a one-man play about Aleister Crowley, the occultist, entitled, amazingly enough, Aleister Crowley, A Passion for Evil. Aleister was bald, much like myself. So I'm thinking what I'll do is I'll specialise, I think, in producing material and shows about famous baldies. Because there's Aleister Crowley, obviously, Benito Mussolini, Jade Goody. Too early, is it? Sorry about that. I've just got back from Liverpool. We're visiting my dad, you know. We always go fishing together. My dad's a coarse fisherman. That doesn't mean he swears a lot. It means what he does is he catches fish and he puts them back rather than eating them. Which I always think must be really confusing for the fish. Imagine it. Oh, God! What a time I've had! What a time I've had! That bloke, he put an orc in my mouth, he hauled me all round the pond, I went through the rushes, through the reeds, I thought I was going to die, I said goodbye to the kids. You know what he did? He took me up, out of the water, into that place where I can't breathe, and he fucking weighed me and put me back! If he wanted to know how much I weighed, he could have bloody asked the bastard, what the fuck's all that about? Something like that, you know? What we could do, though, is, if you can imagine it, we could do the same thing for fat people. What you could do is you could have a row of cakes, right? One of the cakes around it has got a little noose, and as soon as the obese individual grasps the cake, you whisk them through the cake stands and onto a weighing machine, and you tell them, there you are, you fat bastard. I think that'd be just about as popular. I think we'd better go to Aberdeen, don't you? Ladies and gentlemen, here we are. Recorded live at Aberdeen Snafu Comedy Club, Mr. Gus Tours.
Putting the odd in podcast. Purple Comedy.
Well, Purple Comedy's gone live, gone AWOL this week. We've escaped from Inverness and gone to Aberdeen, where I'm in the amazing Snafu. And I'm talking to Mr. Gus Tours. Hello, Gus.
Hello, John. Good to see you.
Oh, nice to be here. Now, the word snafu, I'm presuming that's basically Scottish Gaelic for comedy, is it?
The name snafu, it's actually an acronym, and it stands for situation normal, all fucked up. which is a good way to probably describe the comedy that goes on here. But yeah, it's become a real hotbed of comedy in the Northeast.
Yeah, yeah, I've been here a few times. You get some really good crowds in here, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, we do. When we first started, it was sometimes a struggle on Tuesday nights. You know, it was always seemed to be a big live football match on the TV, and there was one thing or another that was stopping the crowds. But as word spread how good a night it is, we're getting really good numbers now.
Yeah, because a few times that I've been here, it's been really packed, even in the wonderful weather we've been having in Aberdeen.
I know, well, this is it. I mean, here's today, it's almost April and it's been snowing in Aberdeen, so things like that don't really help our cause, but, you know, we'll still get them trooping in.
I like that. Please, I'd like you to listen and just watch and appreciate the comedian we're waiting to bring on here. So please, can you put your hands together and make some noise for the joke machine for Aberdeen, Mr. Gus Tours. Great to be here for what is one of my final gigs on British soil for a few weeks. Next week I fly off to America to tour with my solo show, which is titled Bin Laden Misunderstood Genius. Ticket sales are slow. Before I go, I'm really excited because I've been asked to go and do the presentation at my old school's prize-giving ceremony. Nah, I can't wait for that. I'm looking forward to shaking hands with the headmaster, who was my old English teacher. Because not only did he say that I would never amount to anything,
but he also scoffed at the essay I wrote that said one day Britain will be run by an angry cyclops that will destroy the country. Anyway, my name's Gus Tawes. That is, of course, a stage name. My real name is Veronica Postlethwaite. Until I moved to Dundee in 1953, I was the only female to male drag artist working in both the stand-up and cabaret circuits in Aberdeen. Well, that is, of course, bullshit. I never moved to Dundee.
So, how long has the club been going now?
Yeah, it's actually just coming up for a year. It's our year anniversary in a week or two. And we're really chuffed about that, because when myself and Andrew Learmonth and Jason Murphy started it off, we had no idea how it was going to go, and the first couple were really quiet. You know, we had Kevin Bridges in for the second one, and he played to about 10 people. And, you know, you see the star he's become. But here we are a year later, and it seems it's really thriving and going places.
Yeah, so it's a good place to come and see people sort of on their way up, and who knows, you might see a star of the future here, eh?
Yeah, well, you just don't know. I mean, I remember Kevin playing at a gig I used to run at in Aberdeen when he had first started, and no one had any idea how big he would become, and that's got to be an incentive to any other comedian in Scotland, and the only way you can learn things and improve is by doing clubs like these. So yeah, if you come along to see a show here, it's worth remembering the act. You never know where you'll see them next.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I remember doing gigs with Kevin about 3 or 4 years ago, you know, and he's, you know, a major star now, and I'm still doing open spots.
Yeah, there is as a professional jealousy, I think, when it comes to the likes of Kevin and one or two others who have made their way up, but I mean, he's certainly got the talent, so he deserves everything that's came to him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not bitter at all. I mean, after all, he is ugly, let's face it.
And he seems to have put on a beef a wee bit, so...
Yeah, that's right. He's fat and ugly and famous, the bastard. We hate him. But he was on here. So are you going to do like anything special for the first year anniversary?
I think if I'd planned it better, I probably would have. I've maybe done a best of or something, but... Yeah, it's just going to be the usual high quality of acts it'll be on.
Press have often labelled me as Aberdeen's best kept secret, but it wasn't for the register. Still live in Aberdeen, but I spend quite a lot of time in London. Whenever I'm in London, there's a few things I miss that you just don't get there. You know, like square sausage, iron brew, conversation. I always remember the first time I went down there. It's for a shy wee boy from Aberdeen. A weekend in London was a bit like being on holiday. Well, it was 28 degrees and they couldn't understand a word I was saying. First gig in London was a bit of a disaster. Compere introduced me by saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, your next act's all the way from Scotland." And I was booed on stage. To be honest, I couldn't have got a worse welcome if he'd introduced me by saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, your next act's Ian Huntley." He's looking for somewhere to stay tonight. He doesn't mind barking my daughter. Give me a cheer if you're easily offended. We'll get on all right. Give me a cheer if you've seen them before.
Yes.
They're very good at stalking folk. Those of you who don't know me, if you want to find out a wee bit more when you go home tonight, have a look at my Wikipedia page. The last time I checked, it was just a photo of my mum and dad shaking their heads in disappointment. Mum's from Aberdeen, but my dad's Turkish. That means I can shag a sheep and then turn it into a fucking mean kebab.
Yeah, I mean, there's some crack. I'm on in a few weeks here, and I'll be on with Vladimir McTavish.
Yeah, that should be a cracker night. It's always good to get Vlad up. We'll maybe see for the anniversary. We'll maybe see if Mo will knock 10p off the price of a pint just to celebrate the anniversary, but I wouldn't hold your breath on that one.
Oh, Christ, no, this is Aberdeen, after all. Let's face it, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
So, now it's on here. Is it every Tuesday night?
It is, yeah. It's every Tuesday. It kicks off around... 8 o'clock, there's 4 or 5 comedians on the bill, and you're only paying a fiver to get in. It's less if you're a student, and even less if you're a member of Snafu.
Yeah, Snafu's got a really good website, hasn't it? And it's also got, does it produce a magazine still?
Yeah, there is still a magazine, and they've been doing a podcast. So, I mean, the club, fair play to them, they did take a lot of credit for the success of the comedy night, because they've really been promoting it over the last year. They do all the posters, and they've got a huge mailing list. It's a nice wee nightclub, and it's testament to them that they wanted to put on the comedy, and they've really made it a success.
Yeah, but it just shows, and even you know, in a small venue in a town like Aberdeen, you can, if you work at it, you can actually get there. Which Snafu really is a good going comedy club, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I mean, you know as well from being in Inverness that you know places like Aberdeen and Inverness don't always get the same, certainly the same number of comedy nights and the same success with them. You know, it's puzzling as to why we can't be as successful as Glasgow or Edinburgh for putting on comedy nights. I know that the Stand were considering opening a comedy club in Aberdeen but decided against it, and I don't see why it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but you don't want to say that, because that'd be too much competition though, wouldn't it?
No, that's true, but unless I open one up myself, and then I'll just be competing with myself.
That's right, you'll be competing yourself. Well, you'll be on in a few minutes anyway, Gus.
Yeah, just getting ready to go on and do a bit. So.
Well, hopefully we'll be hearing your set later on, so thanks very much. That's Gus Tours, and we'll wish Snafu all the very best, and I'm looking forward to gigging in a few weeks. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, John.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Right, that was very good. Now we've come back from Aberdeen, and before we continue with this riot of fun... Right, it's a fun. Where do I get him, eh? I'd just like to say hello to a few of the Purple Comedy Group on Facebook. Big hello to Peter Butler. I think Peter's got his first stand-up gig on the 25th. Best of luck. He'll be performing in Norwich. I'm sure it'll be a really great little show. I'm sure you'll do fine, Peter. So best of luck for that. And also a big hello and a well done to Mr. Michael Monkhouse, who got his first gag on the Welsh radio. Well done. I don't know whether I can tell it or not. I suppose I better not. It might be copyrighted or something, mightn't it? I don't know. Now, I've already got one plug in for my friend's show, but there's no point in me beating about the bush. I'll get another one in sooner or later. I'm still trying to get accommodation in Edinburgh. I've got nowhere to stay. So if anybody's got a spare bed and they'd like to have a bald comedian sleeping in it, then get in touch, you know. I'd especially like to hear from groups of young women performing as burlesque dancers in the Fringe. Well, a man can dream. You never know. And before we hear from Colin McGlinchey, I'd just like to say hello to the deluge of Irish comedians and drunks who appear to have fallen into bad ill disrepute by joining Purple Comedy's group recently. We've had Pat O'Shea, David O'Gorman. We've also had Dara Heeran, Brian... Oh, God. Brian O'Regan, I'm presuming. Something like that. Comedy Dublin. And who else from Ireland? Oh, Conal Carr. Oh, come on now. There's a bloke here called... Coveney. I'm sorry about that, mate. If you'd done a little recording about how your name's supposed to be pronounced, I promise to try and get it right. How's that? They've all joined the group. I'm very pleased to hear from you. And I shall close with one of your countrymen. And here, without more ado, is Colin McGlinchey.
So, here's a Nintendo Wii fan. Woo! Yeah, good stuff. Well, but I got Nintendo Wii there a while ago, and I'm going to try it. I'll just crouch a little bit. You can see me, I'll catch this. I got Nintendo Wii a while ago, and a few of my mates got me some games for them. But a little bit different, you can't just buy them anywhere, they're hard to find. One of your mates got me this game, he said, get your girlfriend playing it. It is, of course, Wii Stripper. Using the latest technology in Asia, and your girlfriend takes her clothes off, so does the character on screen. And it comes with a pole for Wii pole dancing. But one of my friends, he said, dude, that is not sure enough. Get yourself a more mature game. Why not try Wii Prostitute? So says in the back, practice walking the streets and defend yourself against your abusive pimp. But my last mate got me this game, I have to say, is absolutely horrible. I can't believe he got it from me. I haven't talked to the guy since, and it is that disgusting. I love your show, Jesus. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I warned you, it's all right. He got me. The abortion. It says in the back, from the comfort of your own living room, you and your family can experience the thrills of carrying out an abortion. Obviously, you can't buy a wee abortion in Ireland. You have to go to England if you want to pick up a copy. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen. Great audience tonight.
And you can see Colin McGlinchey at the Glasgow Stand, I think it is, on the 9th and 10th of July.
Hang on, I'm going to get this if it kills me. Finbar, Finchy Finn, Coveney.
Well, I've been John Burns, this has been Purple Comedy, and thank you very much to Gus Tours and Colin McGlinchey, and our apologies to Finbar. But I do hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to be on the show, send us your MP3 files, wrapped neatly in a £5 note, and we'll see what we can do about it. There'll be another Purple coming along soon. Hope you've enjoyed this one. Bye-bye.
Scotland's number one podcast, Purple Comedy.
Isn't it Scotland's only podcast?
Shh!